From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A historic U.S.-Cuban meeting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro met Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Panama City.
It was a much-anticipated encounter between leaders of two nations that have been enemies for more than a half century. President Barack Obama spoke first.
This is obviously a historic meeting. The history between the United States and Cuba is obviously complicated, and over the years, a lot of mistrust has developed.
But Mr. Obama said it is time to turn the page, try something new, and start engaging Cuba. At the same time, he said the U.S. recognizes differences will exist between the two governments. Raul Castro said that fundamentally what President Obama expressed reflects the same as what the Cubans are thinking. The Cuban leader said his government is willing to discuss everything, including human rights, if those discussions are respectful. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
At least seven people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan in a relatively peaceful election. Voters were electing 36 state governors, with 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the presidential vote, when former President Jonathan became the first head of state voted out of office in a peaceful change of power. Election monitors reported the seven people were killed in Rivers State. From Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News. Video distributed by activists appears to show the state of the Yarmouk refugee camp in Syria. It has suffered a week of shelling and fighting between the Syrian regime, local opposition fighters, and Islamic State forces, which have seized most of the camp. The International Committee of the Red Cross says emergency medical care is desperately needed. The United Nations says it wants to work with the Syrian government to ensure the safety of Palestinians and Syrians both inside and outside the camp. Ramzi Ezzedine is deputy to the UN envoy to Syria.
The situation in the camps is our special case, and we need to address it as soon as possible. So we have agreed that we will work together based on what Syria has done over the years and try to intensify this cooperation so that we can address the ongoing tragedy.
The UN says more than 18,000 people were in the Yarmouk camp when Islamic State militants raided the camp last week. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is returning to Washington today after a week-long trip visiting U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports from Honolulu, the secretary's last stop.
Secretary Carter spent the last day of his Asia-Pacific tour speaking with military leaders at the U.S. Pacific Command headquarters in Honolulu. He heard from commanders on issues ranging from the land disputes in the South China Sea to the missile threat on the Korean Peninsula. He, in turn, briefed the command's leadership on his visit to Japan and South Korea.
The two issues I heard most about on this trip were, first, TPP, and second, the importance of U.S. alliances and partnerships to the stability of this, one of the future's most important regions.
TPP is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an agreement intended to expand trade among a dozen Asia-Pacific nations, including the U.S. Carla Babb, VOA News, Honolulu.
U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday that partisan wrangling over nuclear negotiations with Iran and on other foreign policy matters has gone too far. It needs to stop, he declared, during a press conference at the close of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. He said that when he hears some members of Congress, like Republican Senator John McCain, suggest that Secretary of State John Kerry is less trustworthy than the Iranian leader, that's an indication of the degree to which partisanship has crossed all boundaries. South Korean and Libyan officials say unidentified gunmen attacked the South Korean embassy in Tripoli today, killing two local security guards. Officials said the gunmen fired from a passing car at the embassy compound, killing the two guards and wounding another. Foreign Ministry spokesman said three South Koreans, including two diplomats, were not harmed. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.